Shalom Ravacha, Bez Hashem, we're learning Pelayoids, a new topic in Shir number 247. The name of this topic here is Ger. Normally, we translate the word Ger as a stranger or a convert. We're not discussing the specific of, at this point, of Gerim, of converts. That's not a topic here. Ger is more of the topic of discussion of a sojourner, of a traveler, perhaps even a stranger. As the Pelayoids tells us from Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, Gerim anachnu al ha'aretz. Gerim anachnu, we are gerim, sojourners, al ha'aretz, on the land. And the Pasuk says, Ki ger anoichi imach. Hashem says, is a traveler, a sojourner with you as well. There are times when we learn Svarim, and I point out that we're about to say a Yusayda Yusaydis. We're about to discuss fundamental principles of Yiddishkeit. This topic is one of these fundamental principles. The previous topic, Gilgulim, is beyond us. We learned Gilgul, because it was in the Sefer here. If someone would say, can we learn a talk of Gilgulim? I would say, please learn it. That's beyond my pay grade. But the topic we're discussing right now is so fundamental to the Aleph Beis of Yiddishkeit, we all have to know this. And he says himself, Ze klal godol. This is an essential principle, Bechol Hayadus, in all of our entire Yiddishkeit, the faith of Judaism. Shelo yelech ha'odom achar ha'moisres. That a person should not go after moisres. A person should not chase after luxuries. And we all know that people will think these are necessities, they're not luxuries. Let me give one example. When I was a kid growing up, we had ice cube trays. And they still have ice cube trays today. But when my old fridge went kaput, and the repairman said, listen, it makes more sense to buy a new one. The standard refrigerator comes with the ice cube machine and the water inside of it. That's just the way it works. So, you know, and it makes the ice cubes automatically, right? It's all things are ready. Now, my father grew up without a refrigerator. He had an ice box. As a little boy, he told me. He went, he got the ice. That's the name of the ice box. And put it in the back, whatever it was, of this compartment. And until the ice melted, they had cold things. An ice box. Imagine if the refrigerator, the ice cubes don't work anymore. Now you have to go get an ice cube tray and you walk carefully, slowly. You don't want to spill it. Remember those days? Right? Then you open the freezer, but it has a little pressure. So you pull the freezer open because you don't want to put it down again. Right? And then you spill on the floor. Right? We've all been there. Is it a luxury? Is it a necessity? This is the topic of discussion over here. If you come to my house, and you want ice cubes, I will show you where the freezer door is, and you put the cup there, and the ice cubes come out. That's how the fridge comes. I don't think they sell cars today that wind. Right? Used to be. You want to open the window? You wind it up. You want to close the window? I once had a problem with my car window, the front, the driver's seat. The window had his own brain. It did whatever it wanted. I wanted to go down. I was coming to the toll booth those days before the Easy Pass. And I had to open the door to go around until I got it fixed. I once got it fixed. As I'm driving out to test it out, make sure it works, it got stuck again, halfway down. I brought it right back. Now, that's more of a necessity. If your window doesn't open, that's called a necessity. That's not a luxury. The Peleoids will tell us here, we have to make sure we are being honest with ourselves and we're not living for the luxuries, for the moisturize, because it's very detrimental and it's antithetical to Yiddishkeit. And you'll say, well, you know, this person, see his house, you see his car, you see it. So what? That doesn't make it right. That just makes it more problematic. Before we continue with the words of the Peleoids, I wanted to share with you what we discussed in the past from the Chavetz Chaim. I believe in the Shem Olam and other Sram from the Chavetz Chaim, could be in Shmir Soloshim, which is our next topic, Mitzvah Shem, that the way to define is something called a luxury or a necessity is as follows. Let's say you were going to be supporting someone else. Is your sister's kid. Your sister is not doing so well financially. And you're supporting this young man. He needs a car now. He needs a car. There's no question about it. Why? He has a job to go to. And you're the lucky man who's going to buy him that car. So if the person pulls up in his Rolls Royce to buy his nephew this car, a car, what kind of car is he getting him? Is he getting him the Flintstone car? You know what that is, right? The one that works when you like move your feet very fast. Now, the man himself is driving a Rolls Royce. So the nephew says, Uncle, can I get a car like yours? He says, well, what do you need it for? He says, I got to get to work. I have to go to work. I appreciate so much. I mean, I appreciate you taking care of me. So I figured if it's a good car, I should get a car like yours. So you don't need a car like this. Well, why not? Why do you need a car like this? The Chofetz Chaim says, if the uncle says you don't need it, it's not necessary, it's luxurious for you, then it's luxurious for him as well. That's the way the Chofetz Chaim defines moistress, extras, extravagance. And it's a very good definition, which we'll discuss more another time. Back inside. Wulayakbid ala ma'acholim, wulayah malbushim. The Peleoid says we should not be so makbid, so particular about the food that we eat, about the clothing that we wear, about the houses that we live in, but rather as a ger. As a guest, as a person who's traveling and passing through. We all know the famous story of the Chofetz Chaim. When the person came to his house and didn't see too much furniture around, he asked the Chofetz Chaim, where do you live? Where's all your furniture? I'm just passing through. I'm just passing through this world. This is the attitude we have to try to train ourselves and live with. Kach. Yisratze b'chol habol yodoy. Person should be satisfied with whatever comes his way. B'chol megamosot yalo oylam habo kisham beisay. And the person should be a builder, a contractor, every single one of us, for oylam haba. Build the most beautiful, extravagant, luxurious house in oylam haba. How do you do that? You do the mitzvahs in the greatest way possible. You learn b'hasmada, diligence with learning to the highest level of your capabilities. ואפילו מה שילך אחר עניין יועיל המזה תהיה מגמוס ליועס לוי ההכונו להשיג אורחס חיים. And everything that a person has here in this physical world should be as an aid, as an assistance, to assist him to do the mitzvahs here, to get to Olam Haba. As the Mishnah tells us, V'chol ma'isav ilu shem shemayim. U'bal yosef amar shehu muchruch letzorech chefzei shemayim. And the person has to be very careful not to lose focus and not to seek to add on to what he doesn't need. V'al yashienu yitzroi b'masoi yishov maduchim. And he has to be careful not to let the old man, the Yetzahara, confuse him and deceive him and say, oh, this is necessity. You know why? Because Mr. Jones has it also. And Mrs. Jones has it also. Or let's talk Jewish here. Yosef has it also. And Sarah also has it. So of course, what's the question? I need it as well. The biggest designer names. Kichein darkoi shall yetzer hara shemara kol amoyseris ki'ilu heim hechreichim gemurim lavoyis Hashem Yisbarach. And the yetzer hara shows that the moyseris, the luxuries, are necessities to serve Hashem. That's his job. That's the Yetzirah's job. Now, when I gave the example of the Rolls Royce, one reason why I did that is because I don't know anyone that has a Rolls Royce. And I don't want to say the name of a car that might offend somebody. I know a fellow millionaire. Acts, dresses, interacts with people, lives his life as a regular person. He is a regular person. Never let his mind get to his head. He once went to a meeting of people of his financial caliber. And someone commented how in this meeting, we don't have people with Timex. You know Timex, the watch. He got up and he left. Now, they wanted him at that meeting because they wanted him for investments. And he said, this is the type of people you are? I don't want to invest with you. He was proud to wear his Timex. You can't let the Yetzirah confuse and cloud the issue that these are necessities. Especially because the neighbor here and the friend in school there and they have this and that, whether it's a skirt, or as a shirt, a sweater, a car, whatever it might be. Avot tzorich das yisera la havchin vein echrechi lemoisra is one who requires tremendous das to be able to discern and differentiate between what's called essential and what's called a luxury. And we explained that das yisera from the Chofetz Chaim. V'shaloi leilich achar atzas yisra and don't go after the vice of Yetzirah. Until you what? Until your good friend, the Yetzer Toiv, analyzes and understands the situation very well. And I want to share with you a personal story. And I'm not saying I'm right. I'm not saying I'm right. Sometimes a child gets a nice, chashuva-looking pen as a gift. Let's say a bar mitzvah boy gets it. Or maybe he did well and his Rebbe gives it to him, or whatever it might be. His grandparents give it to him. Nice looking chosh of a pen. One of my children, a few years ago, got one of these nice looking chosh of a pens. And they deserved it, whatever it was, fine. I suggested to him, don't bring it to school. So what do you mean, why not? You know, when else do I use a pen? I don't use a pen. At home, I'm playing ball. You know? So when you do your homework, I said at home, use your pen, your chashuva pen. You can bring your chashuva pen to school. You know what's going to happen? Your classmates sitting next to you on your right and on your left and in front of you and in the back of you, they don't have that chashuva pen. And they're going to want the chashuva pen. It's not a good thing. It brings jealousy. It brings kinnah. Is he allowed to have that chashev pen? He's allowed to have it. He deserved it. He earned it. His grandparents gave it. Whatever the case might have been. I don't know how he got it. But to bring it out and to show it off, if you I'm not showing it off. I'm just, this is my suggestion. And it's, I think, a good Musar Haskel, the Fiani is deity. Even if you get something that you didn't go out and purchase and buy it, when you go out and bring it to other people like this and show it in front of them, it can bring this kinnah. Eizu chacham haroyes anoylod. Let's stop over here.